Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are taking this thing out on the road. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at Cooper's North this week on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we will be at Coco's Pub in Larville. Looking forward to visiting with Jamie Costello, amongst others. Senator McCrae is going to be there, as well as real estate developer Howard Perlow. And then on the 7th of May, all the way into May, we're going to be up in White Marsh at Red Brick Station. First time ever for the. I've had their crab cake there, but it was 30 years ago with Bill Blocker, back when I kept telling him, "Why are you brewing your own beer? Who's going to drink this?" Only everybody. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I will have the scratch offs from the Back to the Future series, and maybe Let's Make a Deal, which Mike Elias might be doing. This guy made a deal to go watch Alex Ovechkin play in game one on Monday night. As we record this, he is bleary eyed and all capsed up. CAPS, 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 caps.
Yes, sir.
Boy, the Ovechkin overtime goal. I mean, there's been a lot of drama for the Caps this year, right? There really has been.
Absolutely. What else can he do? I mean, my goodness. Breaks the record, scores a couple more,
Well, you got to win
scores.
15 more games, right? It's 15 more, right? That's
Yeah,
what they got to
that's it.
do.
Scores the last game of the season to lock down, his year-end number. Who knows if he'll be back? Time will tell. Russian machine never breaks. And all he does, game one, he comes out on the power play, whips a goal past the Montreal defender. The place goes crazy. It's 1-0 Caps. And then you hear these people, he shoots from the same place. He can't do anything else. He doesn't pass. What does he do in the second period? Jumps on the ice, lays a perfect shot pass to the crease. Beauvillier takes it, bangs it home, 2-0 Caps. Somehow, I don't know how, Nestor, they fell asleep in the third period, forgot how to play. I didn't see the final stats of the game, but I was tracking in my brain.
Well,
I
as Eddie
think,
Frankovic would say, they stopped playing the right way.
yes, I think they had less than a handful of shots in the third period. I was counting maybe three, but I'm not sure. I couldn't find the data anywhere. So anyway, Montreal comes storming back 2-2. And then, as if, from the heavens, I heard after the game, Sean McDonough, right, is doing the game for ESPN.
My former partner in Boston at 1510 when I was syndicated,
There you
Sean.
go. He says, after an icing call, the only thing Ovechkin hasn't done in his career, 35, whatever it was, playoff games, he's never scored an overtime goal. They drop the puck. Beauvillier grabs it, flips it out front, and as if he was a baseball player, if you didn't see it, you should check it out. He popped the puck out of midair with his stick and scored the game-winning goal 2.5 minutes in. And we had a
Baseball
couple,
style, basically, right?
he
Tennis
bunted
style.
it. He
Yes.
bunted it in. And we
Yes.
had people sitting around us that were Montreal fans, and they were just dying. Like, the only guy you got to cover. The only guy you got to make sure you're on. Nobody's on him right in front of the
Well,
crease. So the Caps take a win.
it's such a long playoff win.
Oh,
It's
it is
such a
so
long
hard.
slog. It's so
So
hard to
hard.
do. But it
Some
does
great
feel good.
games.
L losing game one,
Is
I don't need to
bad.
tell any Oriole fan, losing game one of
Right.
the playoffs is no
Bad.
fun, you know?
Bad. Now the only thing here is these are 4 out of 7. Not 3 out of 5, but still
Or two
you
out of
lose.
three in
Oh,
baseball.
yeah. You lose game one at home. It's tough. It's tough. And the rest of the games, I mean, this is to me, there is nothing better than the Stanley Cup Championship. It is the best time of year. Hockey is rolling. The number of hits, the guys ramp it up. They're
The
all set.
whiteouts. Yeah, I was at Cooper's North the other
Absolutely.
night watching the Winnipeg game,
Winnipeg
all white.
Jets,
Yeah,
white out in the
absolutely.
crowd.
By the way, my wife has decided she's rooting for the Winnipeg Jets when I told her that, they were really good this year
Yeah.
and that they've never won
Right.
and that nobody wanted to even give them a team
Well,
back, kind of like us with the Ravens.
I'll take the Jets against anybody but the Caps. I'll take the Jets all the way through as long as it's not against the Caps in the final.
My wife is even like, look at their logo. It's such a good looking logo, you
It's a
know.
beautiful jet. It's a beautiful jet.
Well, I by the way, they were outshot 14-7 in
Oh,
the
I didn't
third
think they
period.
had seven.
They
That's
got
a lot.
seven. They had seven shots. But the
I
Caps
thought they'd
outshot them
have
two
less
nothing
than
in the
five.
overtime.
Two
That's
nothing
all
in
that matters.
overtime.
That's
That
all that
was it.
mattered. See, put the biscuit in the basket. Leonard Raskin
That's
is here.
right.
He handles money at Raskin Global.
Yes,
We
we do.
discussed April 15th last week and all of that. I know we'll get to hockey and look.
Yes.
You better hope we're still talking about hockey next week and the week after
Absolutely.
because it's hard to do.
Absolutely.
We will
Yes.
be talking about baseball, though.
Yes.
And I have a prediction here. We will be talking about pitching more.
I can't imagine. What was it? Okay, so I'm in North Carolina for the holiday weekend, and I have the game on the app.
The MLB app.
No, the Monumental. No,
Okay.
Masson.
Massive.
Sorry,
Okay, so you're
Masson.
logged into your
Yeah, because
cable system.
I've
Okay.
got the DirecTV
Everybody's
going.
got to figure it out. Now we got
Right,
streaming coming on Monday, but go ahead. Yeah.
So I'm watching it on the iPad on the at Masson. I don't have it on, watching. I just checking in, and it's something to nothing and something more to nothing, and it's I don't know 18-2. I'm like, what the heck? And then it was did it end 24-2? Is
And
that
then
right?
you're saying, who started that game? Who was the pitcher?
Right. And then who was the pitcher after that? And then I realized the pitchers after that were from the outfield, the infield,
Well, my prediction was Urias was
Benintendi's
going to pitch,
Bears
but he's
Field.
apparently too valuable. They brought Mateo in
Right,
to do that.
right.
Yes.
Because he runs and gets picked off. But
And gives up
anyway,
five runs, apparently. Apparently, pitching in the big leagues is really hard to do.
it's tough to do. And go figure. Go figure. Look, if you and I could do that, we wouldn't be sitting here talking this. Well, we might be because our careers would have long been over.
I don't
But.
know. 41. I don't know. I'm not far off of 41,
Oh
Leonard.
man, I don't know what they were thinking. And these I've read people online and all this. There's a bunch of idiots out there, of course. You know this because you haven't taken calls in a long time. A bunch of
Hold on. You just
idiots.
said there's a bunch of idiots out there. You know this.
Yeah, you know this.
You've been on my social media. Okay, fair
Yeah,
enough.
yeah. So
Yes.
I saw some guy, I don't know if it was you, somewhere else, posting that the Orioles didn't make a fair offer, for a starting ace. And we talked about
That
this
was
last
not
time.
me. I
No, no,
say
no.
enough. Listen, I'm
No,
writing a letter to
no,
Katie
no,
Greig
no,
this week.
no. I'm saying, people are saying this. They got Charlie Morton instead of an ace. And I'm thinking, the guy wanted to play in Arizona. We had this conversation. It's very simple. He didn't want to pitch here. They gave him a hell of an offer. They did not shortchange that offer. He just said, I don't want to play here anymore. I served my time. I'm getting my contract. I'm going home to my family.
Well,
Good
there
for
are
him.
30 options, right? I
Right,
mean,
right.
when you're a free
And
agent, that's what you get.
that's right. And so he chose what he chose. Now, the fact that they couldn't sign anybody else worth a damn is a whole nother story, but they better start hunting because these kids from Bowie or Aberdeen or who knows where they're bringing them up from, high school, Randallstown, Dundalk, they need some better pitching because this will not win you anything. And now we have three with the Nats, right? Three
Well,
with the
and that's
Nats,
and then the Tigers. And the
and then the
Tigers are
Tigers.
good. The
Yeah,
Tigers are very good and they have great pitching and
and then the Yankees, right? And then the Yankees.
yeah, for me, this
Whew.
period of time here where they don't have a cavalry for their pitching and we're waiting on Kyle Gibson and it looks like Rodriguez is not going to come back and they're talking about Bradish, but I can't
Yeah.
I told Luke, I can't get
Worse
that into
than they
focus.
think.
Where I am right now, it's Kramer. And it's Povich, and it's the guys that are going to have to go out there and take the
And the
ball.
Japanese guy,
And Shugano's been fine.
Shigano, he's looked good,
Yeah,
but
but
that's three that are not aces. So you got a 2-3-4 or a 3-4-5.
in the case of Morton, he's not injured. He's just not
No.
good. The
Right.
curveball's not working.
It's not he's not throwing. I don't know what he's throwing, but they're hitting it. It's like batting practice up there. I saw a friend of mine sent me a text. He said, how did the Ravens get the safety? It's
Oh
like the
yeah.
he said, looks like the Bengals tore you guys up. I said, yeah, I
Well, I
get it.
remember 30-3, and it was going down that avenue for a little
Yes,
while.
yes, yes.
When I saw it get to 14 and 16 and 18, I'm like, was there a smear rule?
Right. There isn't.
For you with the ballpark and getting you out there, I'm writing a letter to Katie Griggs this week about my
Yes,
treatment.
yes.
I think, you've known me a long time
Yeah,
through all of
absolutely.
this as a listener. You were at Whiskey Joe's 25 years ago.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The notion that I write them letters and I've waited a year, and that they've tried to silence me, which is something the president's trying to do to CBS and 60 Minutes at this point. Like for me, I don't know what to say when I write to them and they refuse to shake my hand, they refuse to meet with me, they refuse to speak with me. I don't really where I go from there, Leonard. You know, I don't know where I take a relationship when they're that's the way they've decided to treat
Yeah,
me. The
yeah.
owner's got a bobblehead this week. Dude, what do
Yes.
you make of the owner having a
Well,
bobblehead?
we, you know, he's it's not an ego thing, I'm sure.
I mean, like
Who came up with
you
that?
know
I
a
mean,
lot of people with money, right? You know
he's
a
a
lot of people that think highly of themselves and their intellect, and they
absolutely.
like themselves and they like their causes and they like to see their name in lights and all that. We're at a different level with this guy because if Steve Bisciotti announced he was giving a bobblehead out in October, we would say, "What's wrong with Steve?" If Peter Angelos decided that would have been a punchline to have a bobblehead. Like, there's no one
Hey,
grown up
hey,
running the place
hey,
over there.
hey.
They're not.
Well, I did see, I hate to say this, it's going to sound heretical, I guess. I did see on the morning show on Monday a guy who had a bobblehead of the Pope.
Well, the president said he was looking forward to going to the funeral. So I don't know, like,
Yeah,
I don't even know what to
I'm just
say to
saying.
that.
I'm just saying there was a bobblehead of the Pope. So, you know, he's a baseball team owner. I don't know who decided to do it, whether it was marketing, whatever, but he has or he's trying to create around the team, I believe, his persona. Now, I don't want to say, because I know he's not, from my at least experience, I could be wrong. He's not Jerry Jones. You know, he's not running the team. But
I don't
if
think
the
he knows enough
marketing,
about baseball
that's my
to. I
point.
don't
He
think he
has
likes
said,
baseball
he
enough.
well, I think he likes it. He has said that he will let the general manager and the manager make the decisions about the team, the players, etc. And he has a checkbook that he can pay for what they want if it's reasonable that they want it. So I don't think he's trying to run the team. But when marketing comes and says, "Hey, we're going to do a bobblehead night of you," if you're trying to create a persona around yourself, I guess you say, "Okay,
And
that's cool."
if you're trying to just quietly win, you say, "Let's wait till we win a World Series, and then we can have the bobblehead where I'm holding the trophy." Like
Maybe.
that would be the bobblehead I would make.
Maybe. Yeah, so
And Leonard, I like me. I have been
I
called
get
a
it.
self-promoter, if you can
I
believe
get it.
that. Because
Well,
if I didn't promote myself, that there would be this wouldn't be here.
let's go to my friend. We'll give him a shout out, Michael Raphael. Let's go to Michael's place and let's get you scanned into the computer, and then let's have him create the Nestor bobblehead.
I think we did that the other day already.
Oh, you already been scanned?
You didn't know this? The guy brought it up with me. Met Michael Raphael. I got his card on my desk here.
Right. But
D
have you
d d
gone? Have you
direct
gone?
dimensions. Yes.
Yes.
I had my head scanned the other day. He owes me my scan. If you see
That's
him, let
just
him
your head.
know.
That's just your head. So what they do is they scan you into the computer
He told me to
and
come down there and I could
right.
stand there because
Now,
I
if
saw
they
Brooke
did it right,
Lierman.
hang on, hang on. If they did it right, now we'll switch gears for a half a second. The NFL would have used Michael's scan of Ray Lewis for his Hall of Fame bust. It is magnificent. The it's a you know it's a perfect.
Because it looks like Ray.
It looks like Ray. It's perfect. So you go over to his place and you stand, and they do a 3D whole scan thing of you, and then they can
This is at
take you.
10310 South Doelfield
Yes,
Road, Owings North.
yes,
Do you want one
yes,
more time?
yes.
Yes.
So we should go. You and I should go over
Founder
there.
and CEO right here.
He's a
Rapid
great guy.
Solutions to 3D Problems. I met him
And he
last week.
just had
I
his
emcee beer and boss.
one of his daughters just had a new baby. He has a new grandbaby, so congrats, mazel tov to Michael. But we should go over there and get scanned, and then they should create a Nestor bobblehead, and then you too can say you have, as the owner of a major media station, your own bobblehead, just like the owner of the Orioles.
Well, I'm telling you right now that I did this process the other night just for my head.
Yeah.
And we did this at Beer and Bots. So I'm hoping to
Yeah.
get it. I was
Well,
at
you were
the
emceeing that.
I emceed Beer and Bots this month, but I did it 2 months ago down at Guilford. And
Yeah.
when I was at the Guilford Hall, I'm like going around seeing the booths, and they had a little mini Brooke Lierman.
Yes.
And I
Michael's very
swear to
good friends with
God,
her.
it looked to me, and I know Brooke well.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
held little Brooke up. I took a picture with little
Yep,
Brooke.
yep.
She was as big as like my finger. She was
Yes,
like
yes.
literally maybe 3 inches
That's
high, 4
Michael's
inches
doing.
high.
Michael's
And I
doing.
looked at it And it looked like she was going to talk to me. It looked like the scene in Star Wars, remember when they
Princess
beamed up
Leia,
Princess
Princess
Leia and
Leia, help
Carrie
me,
Fisher? Help
Obi-Wan.
me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're the only one. And it
Yes.
looked like that to me. And I'm
Yes.
like, I held up little Brooke and I took a picture and I texted to her, our controller, and I'm like, it's like she's going to talk to me. So I want one of those, and I'll dress nice when I do that. Leonard Raskin, I got to let you go because you're doing things, you're traveling places, you're going places, and all of that stuff. I hope that when you get back, the Capitals are still like have you in the count that you're in. I hope the Orioles
Absolutely.
find some pitching this week before they get
Yes.
to New York next week and all of that.
And then there's the draft.
Okay, you want to talk draft? Go ahead.
Let's talk draft. What do we want? What are we taking here?
Well, I
What are we
listen, when it
taking?
comes to them, I defer that they do it
Cornerback,
better than I
another
do.
cornerback.
They spend more time at it than I do.
Absolutely. But
They know what they're doing.
no, I'm not saying player. I don't
I
know
think
every college
when you
player.
pick at
I'm
that point,
saying,
you have three or
yeah.
four guys you've identified. They do it
Right.
as well as anyone.
Absolutely.
What's interesting to me about the way they would draft is say, is there a player in the top 12, their 11th or 12th player in the whole draft that would
Yes.
still be sitting there at 20, 21, 22, where they would move up and get a player? That always red flags me in a way to say they really like, I know their philosophy. For
Right.
15 years, I went around and collected envelopes to know who they were going to draft
Yep.
in the beginning. So their philosophy would be the rehearsal of all of this prior to Thursday night to say, if this team does that, we're going to do that. If this, that they fire drill all of this so
Yeah.
that they're
They're
not
darn no
paralyzed
surprises.
when they're a player is there or not
Right.
there,
Right.
that they know if nothing's there and the board's picked
Who
clean,
to take?
we'll back up and we'll have a deal made to back up to 43 and we'll just take our licks and we'll go the other direction.
They
And the
have
Mark
done it
Andrews
well.
deal is interesting, and the Justin Tucker kicker, what
Yep.
they're going to do with
Yep.
that position is interesting, and where they value the offensive and defensive lines at this point, which have really not been as fortified through the draft as maybe they've gone with skill position wide receiver, tight end, as well as cornerback and safety, where they've gone more heavy in those positions. I'm interested to see what they can do on the line, how they can get a rush edge to get after the quarterback, and where they can find, like they did with Linderbaum and like they've done with Rosengarten, finding another starting offensive and
Yeah,
defensive lineman.
that rose right out there in the thorn patch of linemen. That's exactly right. I think they need to bolster both sides of that line. That's something they got to do. And then I heard them say, I heard Eric say, you can never have too many cornerbacks. So
Well, they drafted one last year. So,
absolutely,
like any of
absolutely
these positions, but there's nothing they're going to do on draft day or draft weekend
different.
where I'm going to
Different.
say,
You're right.
oh, they're flying by the seat of their
Yeah,
pants. No, they're not. If they
they're
deal
not that
Mark
crew.
Andrews, they meant to do it. If they don't deal
Exactly.
Mark Andrews, they had a value that they had on him and it never
That's right.
wasn't met, and they're going to play. The kicker thing, the
It's
fact that
interesting.
Tucker's still on the
Very
team.
interesting.
I am writing a letter to Roger Goodell before Thursday night, just in a general sense of what's this investigation? You sat on this thing for 6 weeks now. It's going to be, go time for the
I
Ravens
was going to
sometime
say,
probably
don't
on
you think they'd have
Saturday.
had something before the draft? The league would have strived to, or do you think they're just hoping it dies a quiet death?
I think the less they say about it when WBAL and WJZ and the team website and the only ones to talk about it are me and one of, and Jason Lock and four are the only ones that are going to speak out loud about it
Yeah.
without a paywall. No offense to my banner friends, but that's the
Yeah.
truth.
Yeah.
I think that they had an offensive lineman that doesn't even play, who's been a massive disappointment, who blew a double deuce on a DUI.
Let him go.
No, they signed him. 3 weeks
Oh,
later, they
okay.
signed Benkley. They
Okay,
gave him
I
money and
got it.
kept him. Like, I don't think that they think about zero tolerance. I think they talk about zero tolerance.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Well, he
Who's
could still be their kicker Monday. I
That's
wouldn't
right.
bet against that right
That's
now
right.
because I don't think they're ashamed of him. And I
Well,
think that
if
they're
they let
going
him
to
go.
blanket him and lie for him. They lied for Ray Rice. They made Ray Rice lie. It's a fool's game at this point. And if they think he's the best kicker to win them games, they'll
Keep
keep
him.
him.
If they let him go, Cleveland will take him.
They don't care if he's a criminal or not, and he's not a criminal, and he's not going to get charged with any crime.
No, nothing.
So,
It's just a bad story.
well, it's worse than the bad story,
No,
but it,
my
you
point
know,
is,
to
as
them
you
it is.
said, it's not been charged with anything or convicted of anything. So that's my point. It's a horrible story. But point being, as you said, he's not a criminal, hasn't been convicted, hasn't even been charged.
So you're going with due process then. You're with the
No,
Supreme Court 9-0 then. No, no.
no.
Okay.
I think the fact of the matter is that they got to make a decision of on, not spring, not fall, but opening day, what that impact is on, I don't know, 70,000 people that show up when he comes out on the field.
Is it going to change how your wife feels about the Ravens?
About the Ravens, no. About him, no.
Well, I don't know what he's going to kick for someone in the league.
Absolutely. That I agree 100%.
And when I had NFL agent Chad Wiesling next to me over at the Beaumont last week, we
Yeah.
did an hour and a half together. Chad represents Josh Jacobs, the running back for the Packers. He'll be in Green Bay. I mean, Chad and I have become very close in life over the last, 15 years, and just talking about things. It's where I learned. And when I said to him he's going to kick in the league again, Chad looked at me and said, "For sure. I'm a
Absolutely.
player agent. I would
Right.
take Justin Tucker on and get him a job. You
No
know,
doubt.
he's one of the best kickers in the world. And he hasn't been convicted of anything. He's going to kick for someone.
No
Steve
doubt.
Bisciotti needs to figure out whether that's going to be his team."
Absolutely.
Yeah. Leonard Raskin can be found at Raskin Global. Tell everybody about the wonders of money and financial management and what you try to preach to people, which is patience during dark times.
Patience. Right now, I would just say this. You should hopefully be in contact with your advisor. One way or another, they should be reaching out to you or you to them to see what's going on. If you're not sure, be sure. And know, I mean, for our investors, what they know is their portfolios are built for this. We have stress tested portfolios for 30 plus years through the dot-com, through the mortgage crisis, through the bank debacle, through everything that's happened, through COVID when we were down 40% on the market in the first quarter. To 2022, just people don't remember, 2 short years ago, we had a major downturn in the market and a recession in the economy, which I don't know, somehow the media and the Biden administration changed the definition of a recession. So they said we didn't have one when all the economic data said we did have one. I can guarantee you this, Ness, if we get 2 successive quarters of negative GDP this year, it will again be the definition of a recession, and it will be Trump's recession. So, but your portfolio should be prepared for this. If you are a trader and you're buying and selling individual stocks on your or someone else's predictions of the future, you've had a tough run. If you were one of those people in the last year or so who bought the Magnificent Seven stocks, top of the S&P, the Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Nvidia, those companies, you had a great run, and now you're feeling the down of that roller coaster, and those stocks are being pummeled right now. Who knows where the year will end up? Same with COVID. We had COVID year, we had a down 40, we ended the year up. Nobody knows. Anybody that tells you they do know, you should run from. But your portfolio should be prepared for this, and you need to be prepared for this. The biggest problem investors make is they buy high and sell low. They march out of the assets at the wrong time. They march into the assets at the wrong time. They try to pick and choose what's going to be hot. You're 99% of the time not going to be right. And if you're trying to time it, you got to know when to get out, when to get in. You're always going to be wrong. You got to be right twice. It's hard enough to be right once. Don't play a fool's game. Have great advice that holds your hand through these times and hangs on to what you're supposed to be doing when this happens. And this too shall iron itself out, and markets will go up because there are 8 billion people on this planet buying stuff that causes corporate profits. If you own companies, companies go up in value over the long term. I'll end with this. We never know where the next 10 or 20% move in the market is, but we always know where the next 100% move is. It's always been up. The market has never collapsed and lost all its value. If it does, we are not talking about sports or investing. We are hiding in a bunker, hoping our skin doesn't fall off from a nuclear blast somewhere. Short of that, this too will move and markets will go up. I don't know when, but you should be prepared for this in your structure at any time.
Leonard Raskin handles money. He is at Raskin Global. You can find him out on the internet with all sorts of interesting words and just questions and answers. You can find him at RaskinGlobal.com, as well as on the front of Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We are preparing for an NFL draft. We're in the middle of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Luke's covering the Orioles when they let him. I have written a letter to dear Katie Griggs that I hope you will check out as well this week as we do sports around here, do a little democracy around here, do a little tulip, tiptoeing through the tulips here this week. I think I'm going over to the zoo to see the lights at the Maryland Zoo as well.
Cool.
And we're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery at Coco's on the 30th and Red Brick Station in White Marsh on May 7th. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.